Deciding that my only option was to help, I shoved up my sleeves and moved closer. All right, I'll help, but as soon as you discover the spell you want, you leave. Got it? He nodded.
Trust me, I don't want to be standing in the forest with you either. You're not particularly pleasant.
I cackled. You don't know the half of it. Now, what am I looking for? He touched a pink orb and shook his head. I still couldn't get a good peek at his face, and I started to fantasize about what he looked like. Did a handsome face go with that husky yet refined voice of his? Oh my gosh, what was wrong with me? I'd just gone on a date with Shane, and here I stood fantasizing about a faceless wizard. I must have hit my head somehow between my house and here, because surely I had lost my mind.
I am looking for a memory spell,
he informed me. I reached for a purple orb and paused. A memory spell? What sort of memory spell? He sighed, annoyed with my question.
When one looks for a memory spell, I would think it would be fairly obvious that one needs to regain a memory.
I scoffed. Don't be rude. I was only asking.
Apologies, but if you were in the situation that I currently find myself, your fuse would be short as well.
Okay, I said slowly, trying to digest what he was saying. So, do you only need a small memory spell or a large one?
When one loses their entire memory, I would think a large one would be required to fix it.
You've lost your entire memory, as in, you have amnesia?
Yes, he said, annoyed. I've lost my entire memory, so I suppose the correct diagnosis would be amnesia.
How horrible. Suddenly, I felt sorry for this brusque man. I inspected a green orb and found it to be an enchantment spell, so I dropped it. What happened? If you don't mind me asking, that is.
I don't mind, because I don't actually know.
He took a few steps forward and stopped in a patch of moonlight that fully illuminated him. Yes, my initial survey of him had been correct. Straight, muscular shoulders, taut thighs. He wore leather. No, that hadn't been in my initial observation, but I noted it now. You don't know what happened? He shook his head.
I only know that I found myself not far from here, in a cornfield. Seeing as cornfields and men in leather pants do not go together, I left until I found this place.
Did you walk?
Again, no memory. And with no memory, that means I don't actually remember how to work spells, though I can sense where they are, and if in physical form like they are here,
he tapped a white orb,
I can read them.
My heart broke for him. His bristly demeanor made perfect sense. He was wounded, and I understood wounds. Heck, they were second nature to me. Let's see if we can find a memory spell and get you out of this mess, I said.
That would be most kind. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
I saw no reason not to tell him. After all, he wasn't here to harm me. Clementine Cook.
Clementine Cook.
The words on his lips sent a fissure of electricity running down my spine.
I would tell you mine, but of course, I can't remember it.
He turned around, giving me a perfect look at him. His skin was luminescent under the moonlight, which highlighted a strong brow, dark, glittering eyes, and refined features. In his eyes lived a world of sorrow, a depth that I didn't recall seeing the last time that I had gazed into his face. My gut clenched and my chest constricted so hard I thought it might squeeze my heart to a standstill. Before me stood the man who had taken me that night, long ago. This was the same wizard who had tried and failed to steal my magic. He had attempted to drain every drop of magic from me. My chest tightened. It constricted so hard that I thought it would cut off my breathing. I inhaled slowly and stared at him, the fear I'd felt shifting into anger. He might not remember who he was, but I did. His name was Rufus Mays, and right now, I only cared about one thing: revenge.